Factis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Love, love.
Noah and the Whale and 5 years time on Vectis Radio. And before that, we played Secret Affair and A Time for Action, which I think was a top hit in about 1980-ish. And I would have been older than you are now. All right. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
That is scary. So I would have been older than you are now when we've just played that song. You're into the old rock music. It's Jake. He's on the 4Ps. He's also doing a bit of work experience as well this week. And we just had a conversation about music. You asked me that question. Where do I think music will be in you know, years to come?
Yeah.
I've got no idea. All I know is that I've got X amount of years putting the music together here at Vectis Radio, and then after a period of time that'll be someone else's job, and I'm looking forward to handing that over, because it's far more complicated than people realise because of all the genres of music that is available to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, what and how do you listen to music?
I listen to music on my phone and on laptops, stuff like that, you know.
So what platforms?
Spotify, SoundCloud. I download music sometimes. I listen to it straight from my phone.
But it's all rock music?
Most of it, but I also listen to a bit of modern music too.
Okay, what sort of modern music do you like?
Mostly sort of hip-hop stuff. So not like rap, but hip-hop.
Okay, see, there's so many different genres. And it's, don't get me wrong, it's like food. You either love it or you hate it, whatever the genre of music that you're into. But it's for somebody to put music together for a radio station now, it's so incredibly difficult, because the stuff that comes out in the charts is like, you know, you know it's, in some cases, no one's heard of it, even when it's been number one for 3 weeks, or even in the top 10, because they haven't seen it on Top of the Pops, or they don't listen to the chart show whenever the chart show goes out nowadays. I've got no idea. Now, I asked you a question, and I ask a lot of young people this. I'm surprised that that's number one. I've got the top 10 in front of me, you haven't. Okay.
Yeah.
I asked you a question aged 14. Could you name any of the top 10 at the moment? Top 10 UK singles. Could you name any artist from the top 10? Now, I'm going to put some pressure on you, okay? If you... I won't say what I said earlier on, but if you lose and can't... You've got to vacuum, stroke, hoover the radio station for the next 4 days every day you're here.
All right, yeah.
Okay? All you get, if you get it right, is you just get a pat on the back. Okay, so no pressure at all. Could you actually name an artist from the top 10 at the moment?
There are two. That's either 21 Savage, right, because I know he released a new album recently.
We're talking singles, not albums.
Yeah, but the singles from the album. Probably.
Yeah.
Is he on there?
21 Savage.
Yeah.
21 Savage is not in the top 10. I'm just scrolling down the list here and trying to find if it is actually in the top 100, because you may be like miles out with, you know, where he would be or where they would be in the charts. No, it's not in the top 15. 21 Savage. I've got to be honest with you, I've never heard of 21 Savage. What sort of music do they do?
They do rap music. I don't listen to it.
21 Savage.
Where is
Red Rum.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been in the charts for 6 weeks. It's at number 25. So nowhere near the top 10.
Close enough.
Okay. Do you want to have another go? This time we'll talk money. So if you get it wrong, you'll give me a fiver. If you get it right, you get nothing.
I don't even have a fiver.
Go on, have a guess. Anybody?
No idea.
Number one at the moment, I was quite surprised, Beyonce.
Oh.
Exactly. Benson Boone is number two. We should have some chart music going on in the background.
Never heard of them.
Teddy Swims.
Never heard of them.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
New entry at number four with Training Session. Noah Kahan.
Never heard of them. Oh, yeah, I have. I've heard of them.
YG Marley.
Never heard of them.
No? You've heard of Bob Marley, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Okay. Prada?
Never heard of it.
Taylor Swift?
Unfortunately, I've heard of it.
We're on the same page. And at number 10 is Tate McRae.
Never heard of it.
So you've got no idea what's going on in our UK chart. And no. You go back. This is the difference between our generation and yours. Our generation would have known exactly what was in the top 10 and what's coming up on Top of the Pops this week.
Yeah,
that's the difference. Money, music is just so... I don't know where it's going to be in years to come. I think maybe they've... You know, maybe we've come as far as we possibly can because everything is available.
Yeah, mate, I mean... That might be possible, yeah.
You just imagine, you know, you go back to when you were, you know, my age. If I was wanting to listen to music, I either had to listen to the radio and wait for them to put it on, or I had to go and buy it.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier you'd have to ask the person selling it for some recommendations.
Specialist. If you were into specialist stuff, you really had to go and order it, and then it would probably... How long do you reckon it would be? Probably a couple of weeks. Nowadays, you can order it online, and if you're buying vinyl, you can get it sent to you, or you just click on a website, and there it is. Yeah. Voila. So what was the last thing you played and listen to musically?
Probably some Metallica stuff. I think it was Dyer's Eve from their album And Justice for All.
Are they still going? Are they still making
creative? Yeah, I think they released a new album recently.
Would you go and see them live? Have you?
Unfortunately not. They have quite a few shows planned, but none in the UK.
All right, so you'll have to go and tap up Bubba Love for his pension pot and go on holiday somewhere to watch him. What bands have you seen live?
Oh, just like I think a week ago, I saw a band called Zentrix. They played in my city, and they played about 20 songs, full set list, and that was it.
Who goes with you?
My dad went with me, but he sort of sat in the back because.
Can you turn it down a bit, son?
I was right at the front and stage dived a few times and stuff.
Rocking out?
Yeah,
okay. Because that's what you do. You must have been to some festivals in your time. I know you're only 14, but...
I don't think so, actually.
Right, okay.
Oh, I do have tickets to go and see AC/DC, though, at some point, because they're performing at Wembley Stadium.
You do? Yeah. You've got tickets?
Yeah.
Wow. That'll be a gig.
Yeah,
who's going
so.
With you?
My dad, Ian.
Your dad would be sat at the back again, his earplugs in.
He didn't have earplugs in last time, and I did.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, look, we're going to go into a break with a lady that is currently number one. We've got Jake in. I've got to ask you, you got a black eye there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you how you got your black eye?
I was on a bouncy castle the other day, and I was playing Bulldog with my friends, and I tried to jump over someone to get to the other side, but I ended up kneeing myself, like, in the eye.
Self-inflicted?
Yeah.
So you had a bouncy castle?
It was part of a thing that I was doing in my scout group.
Right. Okay, so you're a scout as well?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Talk about scouts in a moment, but obviously bouncy castles, and you said British Bulldog or British Bulldog?
Bulldog.
Because we used to call it British Bulldog. I don't know what was the difference between that and Bulldog.
I don't think there's a difference. I think it's just a shorter name.
Tell me how you play Bulldog then.
So it starts with one person, usually the winner of the last game.
Yeah.
And they start in the middle, and then everyone has to run from one side to the other side. Like, I don't know, in the bouncy castle, one wall to the other wall without getting caught.
But this is on a bouncy castle?
Yeah.
Can you play it off a bouncy
castle? Yeah,
because we used to do exactly the same thing. But what we used to do is you used to have to pick somebody up.
Oh, no.
You'd have to catch them, and you'd have to lift them off the ground and say, 1, 2, 3, and make sure that their feet don't touch the ground. Lift them up, 1, 2, 3, British Bulldog, and they were out.
No,
that's how we used to play.
No, we don't do that, though.
Would you be able to play that in school?
Probably not. I think the teachers would probably stop it because they'd probably be worried someone would get hurt, I think.
See, this is. I love having conversations with young people because, you know, there is an element of disappointment in your voice that you can't play British Bulldog or Bulldog in school.
Yeah.
Okay, but we were allowed to. I wouldn't say that they were encouraged, but we were allowed to play British Bulldog. And you know, there was never any, oh, you can't do that anymore because someone got hurt. No, it was a fact that don't really remember anybody getting hurt. So they just let you do it. It's like kiss chase as well. No one ever does it. I mean, all right, that's a much younger thing. My son, I think the closest thing we got to, my son was, he's 30 next year.
All right.
I remember him coming home from school aged 7 or 8 and saying, Dad, can I borrow some of your aftershave? Why? It's Pin Down Friday, which was the equivalent of kiss chase.
I never played that.
You never played that?
No, thankfully not.
But there's lots of things that we, you know, we used to be able to do in school, but we can't anymore. And, you know, you just mentioned British Bulldog and so on. Do you get bored? And if so, what do you do?
I usually find something new to do. So as I was telling you earlier, the other day I was feeling bored and I just found a recorder. So I learned the John Cena theme on it.
The John Cena, you didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
The John Cena thing. Hang on, John Cena is a wrestler.
Yeah.
And he's got a theme.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to dig out the John Cena theme in a minute. Have you got your recorder with you?
Oh, no.
And what are you doing with a recorder?
I don't know, I just found it somewhere in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's something that, I don't know, a 6-year-old would have playing it, wouldn't it? Because what was the first thing you learnt on it?
That song. I never learnt anything
else. Oh, right, because it's like a London's Burning.
Oh, no.
London's Burning, fire, fire.
Yeah.
That's what you played? No. I can't remember what else you would, but wow, a recorder.
Yeah.
And you played John Cena's theme.
Yeah.
What's nice about that is you got bored and you did something.
Yeah, I found something to do.
And I talk to too many young people that get bored and they've got nothing to do. You'd be surprised the amount of people that you ask and you say, you just had a week off, what was the most exciting thing you did? Oh, I can't remember.
Or like they played video games the whole time or something.
That's another thing. Yeah, I played, you know, we were gaming most of the time, or I had a bit of a lay-in. You know, you have a whole week off and that's the highlight. Wow. I mean, you had some spare time and you learnt how to play John Cena's theme on the recorder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would imagine that you're in a position that if you do get bored and you want to do things, what's the next thing you're going to do?
Maybe I'll do some writing, even.
Writing?
You know, write a story.
I know you're you draw.
Yeah.
You're an artist as well. What sort of things do you draw?
Usually it's like just random ideas that I have in my mind for just anything really. So it could be guitar designs. It could just be random shapes. And then I'll do some sort of like abstract stuff.
All right. So you're never going to be bored, are you?
No.
There's always something for you to do, which is great. I think half the time young people, they've got so much around them, they can't see it. It's a bit like if you, I'm just imagining your mum's wardrobe now.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably got a lot more clothes than dad.
Yeah.
And she'll say, "Oh, I've got nothing to wear." And that's unfortunately that's what I hear a lot. And I think you go into that wardrobe and you think you've got loads of stuff, you just can't see it because you've got too much. That's it.
Yeah.
So thin it out. Now we're going to play Lemon Pipers, then some local tunage, a touch of class, High and Dry, and then we'll come back and we'll chat some more. We're a great band, and she was a great singer, and sadly she's no longer with us, which kind of leads us on to the conversation that we were going to have, because Jake's in, and we were talking about rock stars that are sadly no longer with us, and people seem to forget that she's not around anymore. Maria Fredrickson was her name. She was only about 50-odd when she went, and she was this stunning lady with a great voice, and she was in a great band. There's been so many other people that are sadly no longer with us. I don't think we can do this section justice in the next 3 or 4 minutes, so we maybe have to hold this off and talk about it tomorrow. But you wanted to talk about Paul McCartney.
Yeah, about the theory that he died back in like 1996 or something and was replaced with a lookalike or a clone or something. And evidence people have used for this is on the cover of Abbey Road. So the first thing is he's not wearing shoes, which some people pointed out is like a corpse when they die. And then another piece of evidence is that the VW Beetle license plate in the background says 28 if, because Paul would have been 28 if he lived, even though he would have actually been 27 in the summer of 96. And if you play the end of I'm So Tired backwards, John says, "Paul is dead, man. Miss him, miss him."
I've heard of that one.
I
really have. I've heard of that one, but I mean, I just look at it and think, is it just one of those conspiracy theories? What do you really believe? What do you really believe? I don't believe Paul McCartney's not around.
No.
We should point out that we're talking about with Paul McCartney still alive, as far as we know. Or is he?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I did hear about that, and I thought, maybe that's a sick joke, isn't it?
I mean, it could be. It was a story made by American DJs back in, when the Beatles were a big thing.
I wonder now, with the aid of technology, if you could actually find that track. What track was it?
I'm So Tired.
I'm So Tired, on a Beatles album. Play it backwards and see if that is absolutely true, or I'll be just believing someone's words.
Yeah.
So let's do it then.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Should we find it?
You find it. You come back tomorrow and do that. Okay?
sure.
You okay with that? Bit of homework. Yeah. All right, bit of overtime.
Oh, I got some here, actually.
All right, so you're gonna get the track, play it backwards, and do it.
Yeah.
Don't go to YouTube and do it, because they may have tampered with it. Go to the song. Go to the source. Play the song backwards, record it, and play it. We've got... You get the choice. You can either have some Andy Williams, some Don McLean, New Kids on the Block, or some Adele.
We'll go for Adele first, I think.
All right. Look, this is New Kids on the Block.